Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090, right here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, watching all the boats leaving. It's springtime. It's fishing time. And we have a couple great guests here, Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedros and La Bocana Sport Fishing. Corey Sandin co-hosting with me today. Thanks. What a perfect timing for Corey to be here.
It really is.
To be able to talk about the beach fishing there.
Like, yeah.
This is like a passion of yours.
As you know,
you can tell when he talks about it.
We need to get you down there.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
So we're talking about some pretty amazing places, Cedros Island and Cedros Sport Fishing and La Bocana. I can't wait to go check that place out. That's
pretty darn cool.
That sounds like the fisherman paradise down
yeah,
there.
Make yeah. sure you bring your appetite, too.
Yeah. And we're giving away a great prize today, too, right, Corey?
Yeah, we are. For one lucky caller who wants to call at 213-432-1090. Lines are full. Sorry about that. It's all about good times, but we're giving away a cool handcrafted Anza knife. Handcrafted
yeah.
in USA for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's
and,
good times.
It's going to be a beautiful knife that somebody's one of the lucky callers there. And you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you download the app, either on the App Store, the Google Play Store, on your Android or Apple device, it's a free download. You can listen
Super
to the
easy.
Show. You can listen to archives of the show. You can text the show. You can access our website. Everything is done there. Our buddy Adam that does the app, he controls the app, has done such a phenomenal job with that, and we're so thankful for Adam and the hard work he does on that app, and we're thankful for the app too, because a lot of people like to listen to the app. And the nice thing is, now being back on the big stick, the Mightier 1092, you've got it all here.
Man,
on that stock.
I was listening down below San Felipe in Baja.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it comes in.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. But I honestly, the app is 90% of what I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's easy. I can work and listen during the week, and it's easy and free.
Yeah.
We have a friend in New Mexico that listens in.
On the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what's funny is that a lot of people that were listening on the app when we had that short stint on the other station there, in Long Beach and San Pedro and L.A. and stuff, they said, you know, I like the app, but I'm so glad you're back on 1090
yeah.
because it's so much easier to just flip the radio on and you're on that big stick there.
Exactly.
So,
oh,
it's really, really great. So, hey, let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Yeah. We have Mark Waden, and a reporter sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen. Make your own seamless top shots down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato crimp system. Easy, cost-effective, and big fish proven. It's all about the bait presentation, and the Sato crimp system will give you a seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get the Sato crimp and crimp and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing and Longfin. I bet you can get a deal today.
Oh, yeah, on the Sato crimp kit?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, over at that sale that they're having. And let's start with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Jeff, Rosie. Great show this morning.
I've been looking
Thank
forward
you.
To your report, Mark.
Oh, here we go, buddy. We got a good one for you, or as best we can anyway. But so it's taken a while, guys, but we're finally starting to see a hint of springtime surface fishing along the coast here. Didn't want to rush into it this year for sure. Just checked all the weather buoys a little bit ago, and it was great to see water temps are creeping up. All the buoys all the way from below you guys there in San Diego up Santa Monica Bay, it's all 61 to 63 now.
Ooh.
And then one of the boats fishing off of Newport yesterday afternoon had nice clean water to 64.5, and the bass are biting, calcos and sand bass both, calco bass splashing around a little bit. So it's definitely starting to sound a little bit more like springtime, thank goodness. And I may go catch a few of those tomorrow morning.
Nice.
And also of note, got word from just a dab, a local yellowtail showed up there. One guy caught a couple up there by Furman. They're school-sized fish, but a darn good sign nonetheless. First ones here in a while. And also locally, you know, there's been virtually nothing on the big sea bass that we're usually getting at this time of year. But there is a little more signal on the local halibut, both along the south coast and out in front of San Pedro here. I saw some pictures of some pretty nice ones yesterday. So that's good that that's getting going. And over there at Catalina, boy, it's had a weird start to the season, I'll tell you. But it looks like a little more squids moved in on the front up west there. That's good news. And then that's going to go along with the stuff that's around backside east a little bit all throughout that area back there. And generally slow fishing on the yellows and the sea bass for sure. But especially with that sea bass, you know, that thing can change rapidly. This time of year, a lot of times the plains see big schools of sea bass offshore, and then they just take a notion to swim in toward the island, and it goes from nothing to wide open overnight. So we've seen that before, and hopefully we get to see it this season because, man, that island needs a little perk up for sure. Outside, weather's up again at Nick. Definitely choppy. Same thing for Santa Barbara Island. Just a lot of wind on the outside this year. It's fishable, Clemente, but cold water down to 55, 56 like that. Those yellows are having a hard time getting organized. It's mostly just cod fishing over there. And then on the tuna grounds, you got to take them big rigs, guys. Guys had fish over 200 pounds this week, and there appears to be no shortage of it. So here we go. It's game on. It's trying.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I've been watching. This is the time of the year I look at Fish Dope a couple times a day just because Danny and
change.
Jeff and the boys, things change so fast, like Mark was saying. And Danny has all the information up and down the coast, whether it be the yellowtail bite off of Point Furman that he was talking about, or the sand bass off of Isers, or the backside of Clemente, or down at the Coronado Islands. They have it on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using your code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at our store is 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I want to remind everybody, you know, with lobster season being over, don't forget to send in your lobster report cards. I think they're supposed to be in by the 30th. I'm going to do that tonight.
Yep.
And
it's really easy to do that online, too. It's really simple to just go online and make your report online instead of sending it in if you don't want to send it in.
Yeah, and then if you take care of that, then when you go to get your lobster card later on this season, and you say, well, I sent it in, and my computer at work says, no, I'm sorry you didn't. You got to find this $21. Take it or leave it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Because you can't sometimes trust that U.S. mail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't. That's for sure. Yeah, do it online, guys. So, Jeff, Rosie, I wanted to mention to you guys that that La Bocana thing you're talking about, it's exactly as described. It's just awesome. When I used to run boats up and down the coast there, we'd always try to get in there if the swell was such that we could run the skiffs across the bar and get up inside there. Oh, my God, that's fun fishing.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. We'll have to get you on down there, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to see it again. So, anyway.
Cool,
good
Mark.
Show,
well,
you guys,
and we'll see you next Saturday here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. How about that?
Yeah, we'll be talking about bait tanks and sea bass and yellowtail and all kinds of stuff next Saturday, 7 to 9, Captain Mark Wish. You don't want to miss that show.
That's a cool one.
No, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
And in the meantime, Corey, where do we find Mark Wish?
Well, that would be on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger.
There you go.
How's that, Mark?
You got it, buddy. Good job.
All right.
You're
hired. We'll see you next Saturday here in the studio. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. While we're waiting for Marcos, we want to congratulate the winner of this week's Captain Rollo Rod. Giveaway's there. It was Mark Arviso. Mark Arviso was the winner of this week's drawing. And don't sweat. You've got next week and the week. And there's still more to give away.
So. I wonder if that Kobe Bryant ride went.
You know, I don't know. Well, there's two Kobe Bryant.
Oh, there is. Okay,
yeah, there are two, but they're beautiful. there's more to win. So if you weren't the winner this week, hang on by next week. And also, I want to remind you too that there's only two spots left on the Tuna Wars trip in June, and that's with Team Wicked Pissa with Pahibut. And you want to
what a character.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. I spent some time with him on that Maui Jim trip in Hawaii. He's a fun guy. Just a really good guy, too. Contact Howard at RolloKids.org. Send him an email, Howard@RolloKids.org, if you want to grab that spot on the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea Tuna Wars trip. And don't forget, we're going to have the Tuna Wars reception the day before over at Dana Landing again. So cool. That's on again this year.
Where you get to mingle with the guys.
You get to hang out with Paul and the other guys.
Is Mauricio?
Mauricio's coming. Yeah.
And super down-to-earth people.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah, they really
very,
are.
Very fun. And then also, I want to remind you, too, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great stuff there. This week, salmon is in the
crazy?
Yeah, and Santa Cruz fishing.
I think down to Avila, too.
Yeah.
They're getting them.
They've been getting them. So.
Which is our cycle, man. We're in an anchovy cycle, a little bit colder water, and it's a beautiful time.
Yeah. And then also they have an insert for the Western Outdoor News California Yellowtail Jackpot Tournament that's coming up in June at the San Diego Marlin Club. So don't be sure to check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And while we're waiting for Marcos, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Ray. Ray, calling from Santee. Good morning, Ray. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Hi, Ray. We have some...
Ray?
Yes, this is Ray. I just wanted to tell Rosie, thanks for hooking us up with Island Tackle.
Oh, you are so welcome, man. That trip opened up, and we slid all you guys right in. I mean, it was like the perfect little scenario that came together so fast. You guys are going to have so much fun down there. That trip for the last few years.
You're
going to
have fun with us, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last few years, that trip has produced some of the biggest yellowtail we've had.
What time of the year?
It's actually May 30th is the day that they're leaving. But... I think I sent Ray some pictures of that trip over the last few years has really produced some nice 35 to 45 pound yellowtail.
Ooh, those are good
and can
ones.
You imagine this year after not being fished last year?
Right.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. Yeah, what's it going to be like, huh?
Right? The calico fishing?
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be jumping over the rail.
Right? Yeah, well Javier says the calico teeth are extra sharp this year because they've been sharpening them up in the 2020 season.
I'm glad you remind me that there's yellowtail there because I keep forgetting.
All right. Well, you have a great trip, and thanks a lot for the call
thanks,
this morning. Appreciate
thanks, Ray.
That very much.
All right.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Rich from Camarillo. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Morning, everyone. I had a question for Jeff and Rosie. Do I need to bring my own ice chest, or how is the fish processed for bringing home?
Great question.
Okay, so basically what we do is the same thing we do down at Cedros. I send down soft-sided cooler bags, and all the fish will get processed, it'll get frozen, and we'll go back with you in your soft-sided cooler bags. But you do need to bring a cooler to keep it in your vehicle for your drive home.
Okay, so basically you're going to meet down at the CBX, which for those of you that have never used the CBX walk across into the Tijuana Airport deal, it is the smoothest, easiest thing. It'll blow your mind. Corey and I and all of us have done it a lot.
Multiple.
And sounds like what you guys do is make it so much easier. So you can actually park right there. I think it's $12 a day.
It's anywhere from like $10 to $15. You know, there's different lots, and the further you get away, the cheaper.
What's crazy is the further away you are, it's still literally like a 3-minute walk.
Right.
It's not that far.
And you can leave your luggage at the front, go grab the car, pull around, and stuff like that. It's a pretty simple deal.
Yeah, so when you come on down, just keep your coolers in your car. And basically, like I said, we do the soft-sided coolers will go down there. They're easier for the crew to pack on the bottom of that Cessna Grand Caravan instead of the rigid coolers. And then once we get back across the border, you'll literally just bring your car right back up to the front of the airport. We'll take your bag out of, you know, out of the cooler and put it in your rigid cooler for you to take home. And those soft-sided cooler bags, it recycled and right back down.
That's nice. Pretty simple. What if,
very simple.
What if I want to bring back, like, let's say extra grouper? You know, if I had a nice grouper and that's what I wanted to bring home, is it extra for the overage?
It is. So basically you'll get 20 pounds with us, and if there's any, if you have more or want more, the processing down there is about $2.
This is at La Bocana.
At La Bocana. The processing down at La Bocana is $2 finished weight.
Yes.
So you'd be good to go.
Finished weight.
Finished weight.
So, and that's for the airfare.
That is for actually the processing.
The processing.
At La Bocana.
Okay. Wait a minute. So if you're only getting 50% from a grouper, you're only paying basically for half of the weight of what that grouper is.
It's,
wow.
It's a finished
weight.
Yeah, finished filet.
That's very reasonable.
The grouper is worth it.
The grouper is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You're bringing home the grouper, I take it, Corey.
Well, how do you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
So.
Yeah.
Is the bird vacuum sealed?
Oh, absolutely. Everything is vacuum sealed. It's labeled per species. They actually put the date that you caught it and the angler that caught it.
Nice.
So it's all, like I said, labeled real nicely, sealed real nicely, frozen, and then it goes on home with you.
Yeah, and that's at La Bocana. And then you also do the processing at Cedro Sport Fishing,
absolutely,
too.
So when I first came on to Cedro Sport Fishing, next to the lodge, we had like a little hut. And you know me in fish processing. It's kind of a little bit near and dear to my heart. So when we went down there the first time, I said, why don't we build a nice new facility? And
it's
did.
It's a beautiful facility.
It's easy to clean. It's easy to fillet. We have a commercial-grade vacuum sealer down there. Again, everything is table-ready. The skin is off. The bones are out. The red line is out. We put about a pound and a half in each bag, and everything is labeled for species, frozen, and goes on home with you.
Nice.
Simple.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go to Captain Bill Cavanaugh. A little bonus report from Captain Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Pete. They just connected me. It sounds like you have Rosie on as your guest this morning.
She's right here, Rosie.
Good morning,
and Jeff.
Bill.
Good morning. I had to call in with a report because we had an amazing night last night. We're offshore fishing here out of San Diego. This is our first trip of the season. It's a 3-day trip. We left on Thursday, our first day on team was yesterday. Hold on, standby. Yeah, gang, we're gonna stop on a kelp here. Going to be on the starboard side, standby. And we had a pretty decent sign of bluefin tuna throughout the day, but we really didn't catch much. We'd have marks come onto the boat. We just didn't get many bites. It seemed like it started to liven up in the afternoon. We were seeing more and more of it. We got a few bites in the afternoon. I think we had 4 bites. We lost 3 of them, landed 1. The one that we landed was, it taped out at 194. It's probably going to be 200 pounds on the scale because the tape jobs on those bluefin are always light. So you tape one out at 194, it's probably going to go like 205, 206 on the scale. But at any rate, we kind of started working upwind of where we saw the best sign of fish, and I stopped on a little dab just at dark and had some fish marks come onto the boat, and I was hoping that we would gather some up, and we did just that. I got woken up at about 10:15. My other captain on board, Sam Moore, woke me up. He's like, we got fish marks under the boat. I dropped a flat fall, and I just got a 90-pounder. I'm like, all right, cool. Wake up the people. So by the time I put my boots on and went downstairs, there was 5 guys at the rail, and everybody had one going. It's like, holy cow. All right, guys, I get on the PA system. All right, guys, it's time to get up. These things are biting. Fathometer was solid fish all the way across the screen, and from that point on, it was just about every drop. And it was just incredible. It was flatfall fish and sinker rig fish, and we pretty much had anywhere from 5 to 10 going for about 4 straight hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And all the fish, for the most part, were over 80 pounds. Oh. It was mostly like 80 to 180.
Oh, my.
Kind of my calculations of what we ended up catching. We had 2 fish over 200 pounds. We had about 6 fish around the 180 mark. We had about a total of 25 that were over 100. The rest of them were right around 70 or 80 pounds, and we had one small one that was 50.
Wow.
Oh, my. Bill,
goodness.
Okay, what's the rig, Bill? What's the hot rig?
Well, the hot rig last night was something I've never seen because I was rigging guys up because we had some guys that had never really done this before. I was like the rigging guy. I'd rig and run back and gaff a fish and then keep rigging. At one point, I ran out of stuff. I grabbed a kite rod. I put a short top shot of 130 on it because that's the closest thing I could find. I tied a 4-0 circle hook on it and got bit like instantly. So night bite fishing, you can kind of get away with heavier gear. So guys were getting bit on 100 and 130 4-0 ring circle hooks, 16-ounce weight. We were dropping down about 100 feet, 150 feet, and it was just about every single drop. Guys were getting bit.
So is bait sinker rig fishing?
That's what most of our fish came on. The guys who were really working at it with the flat falls were doing good as well. The rigged flat falls, you know, 200-pound leader material. Same deal, dropping down 200-300 feet. A lot of times they were getting bit on the sink. If they didn't get bit on the sink, they were getting bit on the retrieve. But, yeah, it was real deal fishing last night. It was crazy. We were looking on the back deck. We're like a long trip status right now. Everything
oh
on the deck was like over 100 pounds. We had a couple cows laying on the deck. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
And I know that you guys have been working on that beautiful Intrepid for several months now, doing a lot of boat work, so it must be a pretty nice way to start the season off, right?
Yeah, we're elated. We're stoked. That was really, really fun. So, yeah, things are looking good, man. That was good stuff, and I think just about everyone that's gone out here in the last couple of weeks has kind of, you know, scratched at this better grade bluefin, and we're seeing some fish here this morning. We haven't caught much yet this morning, but most of the guys are still kind of shaking the cobwebs off from last night.
I can imagine. Yeah, vampire fishing for sure. Hey, Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid, it's sure great to hear from you, and what a great report. How's the weather today?
Weather is, it's all right. It's not flat calm or anything. It's a little choppy. We have right now, we got about 12 knots of wind, moderate seas. It's decent. No one complained about the weather last night when we were catching bluefin.
Exactly.
I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well,
how
great
fun.
Great to hear from you, Captain Bill. Sure appreciate that report from the Intrepid, and keep getting them. Hope you have a great weekend of fishing.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great day.
All right,
thanks, Bill.
Thanks. How about that?
What a report.
Awesome.
Holy mackerel. Is it really April 17th,
yes,
right? And we're already on it hard here?
I love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that further, I mean, remember I was talking about those American Angler trips?
Yes.
The day and a half
trips? Exactly.
Yeah. To go tomorrow night to fish Monday, go Wednesday night to fish Thursday, and then I'm going next Sunday night to fish Monday, and then the following Monday. So, and that's like so that would be the 25th, fish the 26th, 28th, fish the 29th, right after the full moon there.
How cool is that?
Yeah, man. So you want to go on a trip and go catch some big fish, and those guys have it dialed on the American Angler. Call Lori in the office, 619-223-5414, or you can book online, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. And
I have a feeling those are going to fill up.
They're going to fill up.
Yeah, you better not sit on it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, in the meantime, phones are packed, and I guess Marcos must be busy in the office there because we never.
I can only
Marcos,
imagine.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Yeah, if you want your chance, it's 213-432-1090. Your chance to win an Anza fillet knife. Totally cool. Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
A while back, I had the chance to call in, and Gary Graham was on there, and I was asking about Del Marsh fishing down there and the variety, or I think they might have called it, and then
variety kelp.
In the conversation came up snook, and you know it. To me, that's a real bucket list fish for me. And it kind of sounded like it was a little hush-hush, like some of the Hungaros protective of it, you know, kind of. But so I was going to ask if I want to try to get that on my list, and then would I bring any certain kind of lures for that, you know, so that I'm that I'm ready, and is there anything you can tell me about that snook?
What do you think?
Personally, I mean, I can give you my personal opinion.
Yeah, I've never caught a snook, so.
Well, you catch them just like you're fishing everything else.
Okay. Whether like it's a calico or a halibut.
Well, yeah, but they're like they catch them in the surf there. I know that. And there's been good ones, like 20, 30 pounders.
Woo.
But a 10, a 12 pounder is a little more likely, Hills. And the mangroves, they love the mangroves. And that's not the most northern area where you're going to find the mangroves, in La Bacana Bay there. And that's where they're at.
Yeah,
that's the zone.
In the mangroves.
In the mangroves.
And I know they love eating hard baits, too.
They do. That's what I'm saying. If you're fishing halibut and you're fishing those 2 to 6 pound broom tails that are in there, it's the coolest thing in the world, Hills. And I totally thought of you because you're always calling us while you're surf fishing.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're fishing those hard baits, right, Hills?
Yeah, I do, and I swap out the hooks for the single replacement hooks in case you only need one hook in a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
And it's, you know what? It's all the yellowtail, the grouper, the 30 to 100-pound grouper that are there. It's the offshore fishing, like Rosie was saying to Marlin. But are you kidding me? I don't care if the day ends at 2 o'clock. You're going to find me in that
estuary
right now.
Yeah. Hey, so, Corey, where Hills is talking about variety kelp, is that right there?
There's some area to the north of there, too, that Del Mar fished. I mean,
okay.
I hate to, you know, God rest his soul, right? I mean, the most kind
of. Oh, he used to talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
variety
that's
kelp.
The Abriojos La Bacana zone was one of his main
that
areas.
Was the zone.
Yeah. One of his main areas. Yeah.
Awesome. Hills, you better book a trip with La Bacana Sport Fishing and Rosie. It sounds like fun.
Yes,
sounds like it right up your alley.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Hills. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right.
Hey, a great text and from Tom in San Diego. Can you fly fish the estuaries and what types of boats do they use there?
Yes.
Good question. Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Like we said earlier, the pongas, your standard, you know, 26 to, you know, 27-foot ponga. There's a couple of skiffs. If you're going to fly fish, I would get one of the pongas because some of the skiffs have the tower on them just to give you a little bit more headspace. But, yes, you can fly fish from the beach. You can fly fish in a ponga in the estuary.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I took my fly rod, my 8-weight, and unfortunately the day that we did fish the estuary, it was blowing pretty good. And I just left it in the container in the case. But it's still, you know, if you took it and you were using sinking line or maybe floating line with maybe an 8-foot leader, it's not deep. Most of the places you can probably reach the bottom with the tip of your rod if you leaned over.
Yeah, right. There's a channel that goes through there, and the channel branches off. But you're catching those fish in 3 to 8 feet of water.
Yes.
Oh, it'd be fly fishing heaven.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Pete Grosbeck, world-famous captain. You know Captain Pete.
The one and only.
He wants to know if you bring a yacht to Cedros, and will they and launch a skiff and fish out of that? Or
okay.
Can you rent a skiff from
the obviously,
guys?
Yeah. Obviously, you know that's in the biosphere. So you can bring your yacht in there. Obviously, you can't fish from the yacht. But if that's something you want to do, just give me a buzz, and we'll get you set up with one of the ponga captains.
So you can hire one. You can't fish from your own skiff.
No, you cannot.
But you can fish from one of the island
correct.
Skiffs
and then,
through Cedros Sport
correct.
Fishing.
And then we have to make sure that you have all the correct biosphere bracelets and that type of thing.
All that stuff. So Pete could call you, make arrangements. One of your great ponga captains.
Javier Lalo.
Yeah, and they're not just they're not just pongas, they're skiffs. He's got some pretty fancy boats down there.
Yeah,
now.
He does. The new pongas that Lalo and Javier have are...
They call them fat pongas, but they're center consoles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable.
One of them is 30 feet long.
Yeah.
What else do we need to know than Pete Grosbeck?
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to go.
Well, he knows.
Yeah.
He has fished that zone before it was... A biosphere.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, and thanks for that text. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Rosie and Jeff when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like we said, one of those lucky winners is going to win an Anza knife. And it's handcrafting knives in the USA for over 30 years. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers military, law enforcement, and hunting knives. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, and they make great throwing. They make all kinds of different knives. They're custom made knives for you. Just give them a call and they'll do whatever you want.
Good people.
They're great people.
And so
for sure.
With
Sean opening up, I can go in and
get a hands and knife. He has a great display there at the new location. Have to check it out, definitely. Well, hey, a lot of great texts, a lot of great phone calls. Let's jump into the calls.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike Cohn from Laguna. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Mike. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, guys. Hank, a lot of us are very interested in that estuary at La Bocana.
Yeah.
Are there mangroves there, one? And the second question is for Corey. Corey, what would you be taking to go fish the estuary?
Well, yeah, there are mangroves. And like we were saying, that's the most northern edge of where the mangroves reach. And it's the most southern edge of where, like, our regular kelp bed kelp here reaches. So it's kind of, it's a Marion area where the snook and bonefish and that meet up with calico and sand bass. And the lures, I mean, the hard baits, the soft baits will work great, the plastics, the swim baits, because you don't have the trigger fish and the puffers eating them up. You know, they'll definitely work in the harbor there. Hard bait's a good one. We use a lot of crocodiles down there. That's like the all-time, like, Baja lure, you know, if you have a one-ounce crocodile. But like the hard, the cold sniper jerk baits, you know, that stuff's going to work. We didn't have that stuff 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But it's an incredible fishery. It really is. Like I was saying, don't take away from the 30 to 100 pound grouper,
right,
the 20 to 40 pound yellows, the awesome calico fishing,
yeah,
the possible marlin or, you know, Dorado offshore fishing. Wahoo come in there too.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just the ultimate variety.
It is. You know, if you want to put all that offshore stuff aside and catch 4 to 7 pound short fin corvina with 2 to 6 pound broomtail grouper,
wow,
and you know, somebody's going to catch a snook in your group. I know that.
Yeah.
You know? That mangrove you were talking about, when you first head into the estuary, you don't see much of it, but about halfway
in the
down,
back,
it comes into the back, and then there's little fingers that kind of shoot off. And when we were back there, I remember turning to the two guys I was fishing with Barry and Andy, and I said, are we still in Mexico?
Because it looks much more tropical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the mangroves aren't huge as far as how tall they are, but they do grow out over the water. There are pockets, and you're casting into the pockets, and little casting contests along with the refreshments, and you're catching fish.
And there's always bites. Yeah. Like the spotted bay bass fishing is like off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Like
giant ones.
Like 1 to 2 pounders, solid.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a ride. It's something that you got to do.
Yeah. Sounds really fun. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Got a good question here regarding the Tranx reel. And for the Tranx reel and swim baits, do you like to use the power handle or do you swap out the paddle for the paddle handle? That's from Danny in Chula Vista. Corey?
Well, Danny in Chula Vista, let me tell you, I was never a power handle fan. They go into gear when you cast sometimes, and it's kind of a pain. With the Tranx 300 high gear, they come with a power handle only. And I thought, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and it has grown on me. Mm. I'm now officially a power handle fan.
Yeah,
yes. It works great.
Oh, yeah. Whether it be on the 300 or the 400 or the 500.
Well, I'm a 300 fan. 400, 500 is perfect, too. Yeah. The 300 is like my moneymaker.
Yeah.
El Salto, 200 all the way.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right. All right. Great. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it, man. We're talking such good stuff. I'm a little lathered up. Let's talk to Mike. Mike from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, everyone down there in San Diego. It was a great game. Watched the highlights this morning before Let's Talk Hookup started on the show on this morning. But anyway, Pete, this is for you. I thought last week you said something about you were going to go up to Pyramid Lake. Did that ever pan out, or was I mistaken on that?
Yeah.
How'd that go, Pete?
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I went up there with Mike Lum and Harold Davis, and we just had a great 3 days of fishing up there. Fish from float tube, fish from shore on the ladders. I had one that was like 15 and another one that was 12. Harold had like a 14, a 12, a 10. Harold was put on a clinic. I mean, he just like killed him. I mean, just unbelievable. Everything we did, catch and release on everything. You can't keep two fish a day if you want, but we just released everything. Mike Lum was fishing the spinner, and he did very, very well on the spinner too. And it was the fish are really in tight to the beach because they're in the spawning mode now. And so you would see fish
like inside of your ladder, I mean literally on the beach, like fins, like dorsal fins out of water.
That's so cool.
Like in 6 inches of water. There were, you know, 15, 20 pounders like cruising along. I mean, that place, I mean, compared to when I was there 7, 8 years ago, it is so much better now. More fish and way more bigger fish. Like, if somebody caught a 12-pounder, it would be lodge news back then, right?
Back then.
So, this guy caught a 12-pounder today. Like if somebody caught a 20-pounder, that would maybe make lodge news, but a 15, 10, a 12, I mean, multiple fish over the 10 mark there.
It sounds like a lot of fun, Pete.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a brutal fishery. I got to tell you. It's cold. It hailed on us on Tuesday.
Oh my goodness.
The wind was blowing. I mean, I took all the cold weather clothes I had, and I used every single piece. So one day I had 5 layers on. I was still cold. Yeah, it's cold.
And the water's freezing.
And the water's cold, yeah. Even though now it's warmer than it was. It was in the high 40s, but it's still cold.
Hey, that's cold for me.
It's still cold,
hey,
yeah.
Take me to Cedros.
And the weather up there changes in a heartbeat. I mean, 5 minutes later, it could be blowing 25, and then 5 minutes after that, it could be flat calm still. But it's an amazing fishery, and the Indians, I believe it's a Paiute tribe, do a fantastic job of managing the fishery. It's well supervised, and there's only one place to stay up there. It used to be called Crosby Lodge, and it's now called Pyramid Lake Resort. It's exactly the same as it was before, just a new name pretty much. But it's a nice facility. It's trailers, nothing fancy, the food is, I'd bring your own food, but they do have like hamburgers and french fries and that kind of stuff. They have a store there, and they have a tackle store there. You can buy stuff. So it's a cool experience. It gets a lot of pressure. I mean, like, there's guys that get up at 4 a.m., to place their ladder in position and mind you, it's 30 degrees at 4 a.m. and they sit there and wait till the sun comes up at 6 just so they can get their ladder placed in the right space.
Wow. Is that the legal time or something that you can put in the water?
It's not biting, I think.
I got you.
Then. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not getting up at 5.
No.
Did you fly up there?
I flew into Reno.
Reno. Okay, that's what
it's only an hour out of Reno.
Okay.
And Harold and Mike picked me up. And we stayed the first night and the last night in Reno, and then stayed up at the Pyramid Lake Resort for 2 nights. Hard to get in there, hard to get a room up at that lake because it books up. There's not that many rooms, and it books up like a year in advance. So, it's a cool experience. It's definitely. I was fly fishing 100%.
Wow.
Mike was spin fishing. Harold was fly fishing 100%, and it was a fly and a bubble. Called midge fishing, which they do at Crowley Lake, exactly the same as you do at Crowley Lake,
except 10 to 15 pound fish.
Yeah, except
or bigger fish.
Wow. Yeah, the smallest fish you catch up there is going to be the biggest fish you ever saw at Crowley, right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's how. And then Harold was using little beetles on a 250 grain sink tip. Mike was using little spinners and catching fish that way. It's all barbless, so you have to pinch your barbs down. But great experience.
It sounds pretty.
I'm
neat.
Hoping to go back. It's not an everyday thing for me, but I'd go back next year for
there
sure.
There you go.
Yeah,
nice.
Definitely.
Take me to the warmer water.
I'm kind of like a fair weathered
fisherman.
I've skied all my life. And I'm just, the older I get, the less I like it cold.
You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. It's like when last time we were at Cedros fishing, we were there at the end of July. And, you know, my friend Rachel and I, we fished together. And it's like, we look at ourselves on the Ponga all of a sudden, like, we're barefoot fishing with tank tops on. It's like, this is how we like to fish.
This is life.
This is the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, so here's a great text. Hi, Rosie. My brother and I have been to Cedros 4 times, always in September and October. This year, we're going in July. Can you let me know the yellowtail fishing in July compares to later in the year? And that's from Greg in San Clemente.
Wow. Well, put it this way. The yellowtail tournament on Cedros Island is in July. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
So
must be good.
Yeah, it is good to go. We do a lot of surface iron fishing, and we've surface iron fish for yellowtail there in July. And, you know, we have our limits by 10:30.
Yeah.
So I would say you're okay in July.
What about calico fishing?
Well, when we're done yellowtail fishing, we go to the other side of the island. We fish calicos the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, and I go to the other side of the island, and when the calico fishing's done...
You come out, you go down to the south, and you fish some yellowtail.
I'm usually having dinner. No, but the what I'm excited about, honestly, is the kelp growth.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
For excellent calico fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's when you get those yellows that are anywhere from 20 to 40 plus.
Plus, yeah.
And very shallow and through the kelp.
Well, we were fishing last time in July. Our friends Greg and Sherry were on the boat with us. And Greg and I were up on the bow and fishing calicos.
Yeah.
And I looked down, and I'm not kidding you.
A submarine.
Yes.
It was, like, and I mean like... Right there. It wasn't like 5 feet down. It was like a...
You could see it. Followed you in.
Yeah.
You could see the wake that it was leaving because the water was so calm. And it had to have been... And this is no fisherman's story, but it had to be 40 pounds.
It did. Yeah. And I was like, Greg, look down. And Greg is slumbering. He's trying to get a gap. Like, dude, that ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? But it's like right there. It's like you're fishing for calicos. Be ready because that 40-pound yellowtail just made
bite. I'll be honest with you. I had one of the best times fishing down at Cedros. July 4th.
July 4th is.
Yep. And calicos, I mean, it was crazy. It was, you know, could you cast and not catch one?
Right.
And the yellows were off the hook. They were the 25 to 30-pound grade. We caught them out off of where the tanker parks. We were in a little bit deeper water, yo-yoing and you know, throwing surface iron. It didn't matter. They were there. And in the bigger yellows down on the south end of the island, it was just, it was good.
And that was July 4th.
That was July 4th.
Yeah. So Greg from San Clemente is going to
be
for a good time.
Yeah. I think what I love about the calico fishing down there is when you're in the kelp beds, you're bringing in a bass, and behind it are two more just in case he hits the hook.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny watching them all come in, you know,
talking my speed. And I think that's something that guys need to look at too. It's going to be kind of a little more of a weedless lure kind of scenario than it has been the last five
or
6 years.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, what about La Bocana, the calico fishing down there? Same kind of thing? When we caught them there, it was from the shore, and it's
you didn't fish on a boat.
No, I never did.
You're fishing calicos from the shore.
From the shore, and sand bass, and there was weird. Like if you're a fish guy that wants to mark fish off on their list, we caught burrito grunt and weird, neat looking, brightly colored, like dark, but with bright emerald green and purple in them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And when you were fishing on the boat, Jeff, are there kelp beds there at La Bocana?
There's very little kelp.
It's getting kind of the very southern end of that kelp.
And we were there in November, and we were fishing the outer reefs, which there was a really good shore break on one of the south end of one of the reefs that were out there. But we did catch calicos on Corey's swim bait, my favorite, the watermelon or Christmas tree. That was producing. But it's definitely different than it is at Cedros.
You've got a lot more variety. Cedros is pretty much yellowtail and calico bass.
And you can try, you know, sheephead if you want to go that route at Cedros, or halibut on the inshore right there next to where they dock the container for the salt.
Right.
We've seen them, caught a few.
And some grouper.
In variety, though. Man, I tell you, that estuary fishing at La Bocana is primo.
Either the beach or the estuary.
It's kind of neat.
Or the boat. I mean,
either way.
You have so many options and so many fish.
Yeah.
To have fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Let's do it. Mike from Rosemead. Hi, Mike.
I guess we lost Mike. Here's a great text. Dave from Anza wants to know, La Bocana offers both estuary and big grouper fishing. What pound test do you need for each area?
That's
a good question because the variance is so huge.
Yes.
Like I said, I took down a Talica 20 with 130 on it and 100-pound leader, and we got broke off on a fish. And
100-pound.
And you got to remember, too, we were trolling along that ridge, we were using the Mag 30s, because if you use the Mag 40, you're going to break it off. You're going to get stuck in the rocks. It's going to just tear it right off.
Really?
Yeah. So you're fishing pretty shallow water, and then when those grouper come up, they come up with attitude. And the first thing they do after they bite that jig, you know, or your swim bait, is they want to go right back and show it off to mama.
and try to break out. What kind of group are they? Because I know there's broom tail, big ones. You know, not just the small ones in the mangrove, but in the bay. But there's big broomtail grouper.
Yes.
I know there's black sea bass.
Black sea bass, yeah.
Black sea bass out there. We didn't catch any, which was fine.
What other?
There was spotted.
Spotted, okay.
I think it was spotted
like,
grouper.
Like a cabrilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got to check out the website. You know, we try to post
pictures
everything
of
we have. Yeah.
So what about, estuary fishing, what pound test are you thinking?
My inshore rod I was using, I was just using 20-pound fluorocarbon meter. Yeah.
They're probably not line shy.
No.
No.
Corey?
No, not line shy at all. 50-pound Power Pro with a 20 to 30-pound leader, and you're good. I mean, most of the fish in the bay are going to be spotted bay bass, 1 to 2 pounds, and short fin corvina, you know, like 4 to 7, 8 pounds.
And they have teeth. And
they
if
do.
You hook a snook, and then you know, add a little heavier leader.
But there's a lot of good size halibut too. I mean, don't forget about the 10 to 15 pound halibut. I know we're looking at a picture of a grouper from down there.
Oh, just, my. Hey, beautiful my fish.
Lip smacking good.
Fish. Yeah.
But inside the estuary though, you got there were the corvina, there were the bay bass, there's halibut in there. We caught
the small broomtail.
Yep.
Catch trigger.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They were. We found a spot that we actually had to leave because we were just
too many triggers.
Too many triggers were
great ceviche though.
Killing us.
Oh
this
yeah.
You know, you get three casts if you were lucky.
I'm sure the chef would accommodate you, right?
Yeah, kidding.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, we're gonna be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're gonna find out who's won this cool Anza knife when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do.
This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're talking good time, talking fun, and have good calls. And Ray from Santee is the one that's winning the the Anza Knife.
Yeah, congratulations, Ray, and thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all the texters. We sure appreciate it. It wouldn't be the Let's Talk Hookup without the participation
exactly
of our audience,
yet.
And we very much appreciate it. And the Rosie and Jeff, such a great time talking about Cedro Sport Fishing and La Bocana Sport Fishing. Once again, you have a special for Let's Talk Hookup listeners.
Absolutely.
In prime time to La Bocana.
Yep, we have two trips, trip number 11 and number 12, mid-September, end of September, 2021. We're celebrating
prime.
2021, and so $2,021 will get you down on a five-day trip to La Bocana.
That's 5 days, four nights lodging, and three full days of fishing.
You got it, exactly.
Both anywhere you want to go,
all
estuary.
It's like,
yeah.
It. Yes.
Wow, and all that great food and all the fish processing is included and all that stuff. That's such a great deal. So, and then there's other trips available on for La Bocana, too.
Absolutely.
And then what about Cedro Sport Fishing?
Cedro Sport Fishing, quite honestly, we're almost booked up. Because everyone transferred over from 2020.
Right, right.
But we have a few trip openings in November this next year. So just give me a call at 619-772-7570 or check out the website.
Yeah.
At CedroSportFishing.com.
Now, what about La Bocana has the same website?
Yeah, so basically what you're going to do is if you want to look at the La Bocana schedule, go ahead and go to the Cedro Sport Fishing schedule, and you'll see on there it says switch to La Bocana, and you can see our schedule there.
All right, very good. All right, thanks, guys. We sure appreciate it.
And
thank you for listening out there. Great show. Thanks to Andrew for manning the phones and the board and everything like that. And, of course, thanks to our buddy Adam. Does such a great job on our app. Fantastic. And more so thanks to you and all the participation and support that you give Let's Talk Hookup. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., stepping literally off of the Tribute in his boots and the studio tomorrow, Captain Mike Pritchard. He's on a day and a half right now. So you talk about fresh report. Right here on Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. That's going to be a great show with Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup app.